Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, January 18th. It's currently 3 degrees out. Feels like 3 degrees out, which is a nice thing to have happen. It's today's Wednesday, January 18th, and this episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to try out and check out awesome RSS analytics and podcast hosting. 400 megabytes of file storage that's unmetered, so if your podcast gets hugely successful, downloaded by thousands and millions, you won't pay extra. You can use promo code Dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of hosting at feed.press/dailyish. And by Patreon supporters, most likely like you, there's a group of awesome folks who support me over on patreon.com/iChris and occasionally get some extra sneak peeks and perks and video versions and things like that. Which I hope to do some more of in 2017. But ultimately, it's just an awesome way for awesome folks to support the podcasting stuff I do. Both like good stuff. Dailyish is part of good stuff. It's a podcast that's part of good stuff. And there's from some folks who follow me through the YouTube podcast and support me because of that. I don't directly mention it on the YouTube podcast. It feels a little weird just because of the it's a volunteer site and everybody there is doing all the stuff, volunteer-ish time and writing and social mediaing and reporting on YouTube stuff. And so, yeah, anyways. But I appreciate the folks who are following me and supporting me via the YouTube site as well. So at youtube.com. This episode, I wanted to just take a moment to... last night we watched Minimalism documentary. It's on Netflix. This byline is a documentary on The Important Things, which examines the many levels of minimalism by looking inside the lives of minimalists from various walks of life, which I take a bit of issue with. I mean, there's some variety, but they're very similar walks of life. It was released last year in May, and so I thought I'd just do a quick mini review of it, minimal review, as it were. It tracks Dan Harris, I think Joshua Becker, who are theminimalists.com. Their website, and as they go on a tour promoting their book that they had just released, Everything That Remains. So first up, the good. It's very well shot, first of all. It looks good, sounds good, good music, background tracks, that kind of stuff. It's definitely not visually boring to watch, unless you really hate talking head videos. There's a fair amount of talking head stuff with people talking, but they're in interesting, you know, minimal spaces. So I guess there's not a ton of stuff to look at in the background if that isn't your thing. I definitely agree with the idea of minimalism that comes across in the film, and that our North American culture and media and advertising, etc., does everything it can to push the opposite of that, that you need more stuff to be happy, etc. And I think being intentional about your living space, your home, your office, the clothes you wear, the food you eat, the stuff you have in your yard or garage or whatever is also a great thing. And whether you have a garage, if you have a car, all that kind of stuff. And living intentionally with that kind of stuff is definitely a good thing. There's lots of motivating stats and quotes referenced in the film about our life as consumers and how it isn't a good thing. And definitely if you're hearing those kinds of things for the first time because of this documentary, that's also great. The decluttering and downsizing idea that will can't help but, you know, definitely reduce stress in your life. And that's also a great message that comes across in the film. We've actually been spending the winter making a garage sale box. This is what's bigger than just a box, but garage sale collection around our house for in the summer, and of stuff we don't need to keep. And this film definitely helped give us a kick in the right direction to keep that idea going. One of the things I also appreciate is that they talked about how things that you love, whether it's, you know, like in the movie, it's book collection they give an example of, or a CD collection maybe, or and how it's fine in the spirit of minimalism to, if it's bringing you real value and joy to your life, to keep those. It's not about getting rid of everything and just keeping only one book and one pair of pants and one pancake. I don't know, I'm trying to think of some food that you might keep. And I appreciated, although it was very minimal, there was at least a passing reference to the idea that minimalism can work for families, not just single white dudes. But it wasn't a very long reference, which gets me to some of the not so good and where the film sort of falls flat for me. And it felt as though Harris and Becker are presenting minimalism as if they invented it. And I'm sure, or at least I hope anyway, if you follow them on Twitter or read their blog, they're not so egotistical to claim first on minimalism. We noticed while watching it that a lot of the people attending the talks on the book tour, especially, sort of the first half of it, were older, likely folks from the, 60s, 70s who experienced that wave of discarding material possessions the first go around, or second or third go around, depending on the history of minimalism. And we're curious probably to see how these young punk kids were going to present that idea in 2016. It also had a lot of blogger web celebrities, folks talking about how great it was to be living minimalist or how bad society is for not being minimalist without really going into any specific details of what you could actually do to live more minimally. And that's where it felt like, ironically, the film was a little too minimal in a way. It was longer, like it was an hour and I forget how long, hour and bit, but, by the end, it didn't feel like there was a lot of meat to what was going on. It was kind of a TED talk expanded, where it's just a lot of like motivational ideas about something, but very little practical. Like a travel blogger who gave up his corporate gig to travel with one suitcase around the world. But obviously, like in his case, if his travel blog wasn't successful enough in photography or whatever, exactly however he makes money through ads or financial support, he's not going to be doing a lot of traveling around the world and wouldn't be asked to be in this minimalist documentary, even if he was enjoying his minimal lifestyle, traveling, by train or whatever, bus or whatever he was able to afford if his blog wasn't doing well. And kind of in general, I'm always wary of people who make their living telling people how to live like they do, like they don't have outside income. Their job, their living is, and their money they generate is based on telling you that their lifestyle is great. And so then it kind of becomes this cyclical process of promoting themselves and the thing they do. And it's not that you can't do that, but it just becomes a little bit hard to follow and track when you're living your life and you have your normal job that you have a boss you go to or whatever, and trying to like apply some of that stuff and look to success. You're still just ultimately, you're finding yourself kind of trying to find happiness in someone else's lifestyle, which is kind of what minimalism is saying. Like, don't be like everybody else. Don't try and, have the same stuff. You don't need to have that stuff or whatever that they have in order to be happy and successful in life. Think more intentionally, but also do what I do and buy my books, because that's how you're going to find that success. So there's a little bit of that self-help kind of monetization stuff going on. It doesn't feel over the top, I don't think, with these guys, but there's a bit of that. And it especially, I guess, when they're light on specifics and the practical side of it, that's where it gets kind of frustrating. But ultimately, it has to work for you, for me, for our family. We'll cherry pick a bit of the advice and motivation, but we're not going to be moving our family of five into a tiny house anytime soon. It'd be a fun way to spend a summer one year, but I don't think we'll be doing it anytime soon. And the winters are long and cold and inside a lot. And as I said earlier, I'd recommend seeing it if the idea of minimalism is new to you, or you're struggling with the feeling like media advertising is forcing you to buy and consume more and more, and need some like good thoughts around how not to fall into that. And at least starting you out on that, and then maybe follow some of the people in the film, their blogs or writings and books and stuff, to get a bit more depth and just borrow from the library instead of having to buy it. Because that's one way to live minimally with books, for example. And ultimately, I think trying to live more intentionally rather than reactionary is my takeaway, which is something I've been pushing myself on lately and definitely continue to struggle with. Just planning out your day, planning out your week, thinking about what you need to get done and not just reacting to the email inbox and that kind of stuff, or calls that come in or a text or whatever, but actually having intentionality with your schedule or your day, blocking out time and being able to say no to stuff because you have it planned instead of just sort of saying yes to everything, which is my people pleaser side. All right. That's probably not a very minimal review, but what did you think? If you saw it, hit me up in the tweets. If you want, iChris on Twitter, you can email me chris@goodstuff.fm. And I'd be curious to hear your reaction, your thoughts, your comments, if you've seen it or if you see it as a result of me mentioning it. It's on Netflix and Amazon and iTunes and all sorts of places. I'm sure you can find it wherever you happen to be. And it's a good one to throw on if you're folding laundry or whatever you happen to be doing and watch. So thanks for listening. As always, check out FeedPress, feed.press/dailyish, and my Patreon campaign, patreon.com/iChris. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.